Why don't you turn to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21.
There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. There's a lot of stuff. There's a whole bunch of stuff in our heart. What's in your heart? Or what's in your mind? How do you know? Well, you know, each day we meditate on things, and most of us will usually go by some sort of motivation. And it's up to the believer to discern. What is the motivation of God? What is the plan of God? Versus your plan, your way, and your intention. There's always somewhere to go. And there's always something to do. But you got to work through all. You got to know your heart. You got to be familiar with your own heart. You got to know yourself. You got to work through that stuff to find out, what is it that God wants out of me? Which way does he want me to go? Because there's always plans. There's always a scheme. There's always an idea. And sometimes there's always a word coming from someplace or somehow. But you got to know the word of the Lord. And hold on to the word of the Lord. We were in the car, challenged, you know, this week, and we were driving down the road. We used to do certain things. We would say something, something would come, and we'd start going through all the different ideas. You all know what we're talking about? We've been hearing a lot of stuff right there. And we were going through the thing, and a happening happened, and we said, well, we can do this, we can do that, we can do, you know, just thinking of all the things we can do. No, I'm not going to do any of those things, but thinking of all the things you can do. And then I got to the point, my spirit woke me up. A spirit of wisdom came on and said, hey, doesn't matter all the things we can do. None of that says, so I'm not even going to talk about all the things I can do. I'm going to talk about the thing he said to do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to make sense. All that makes sense is what he said to do. You know, we can save ourselves some time, a lot of wasted energy, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of long prayer meetings, praying through stuff when you don't got a plan for it, knowing what God wants. Don't take it back to the drawing board. If God said it, stand on it. You don't have to rethink God. He knows what he's talking about. Just trust him and believe and walk through it. Amen. You can't hang with God. His ways are beyond our ways. His mind's beyond our mindset. Everything he said to do in the natural doesn't make sense. And if you had two human brain cells, you'd say, I ain't doing none of it. Think of all the things that God tells you to do that don't make sense. Go to church. That don't make sense. Pay your tithes. That don't make sense. Brother Rod, y'all need money here at Nations Church. Sow another offering. That don't make sense. Out of all the places to be in America, you go to Texas. That don't make sense. There are a whole lot of stuff that doesn't make sense. But you know God, you know the Holy Ghost, he works it out. As long as I got peace with God, I can have peace with anything. Because everything is given the change. A lot of people put their trust in stuff that, you know, we figure, you get it all worked out, all planned out, all organized, all structured, you know, and all together. And 6 weeks later, guess what? You're going to have to rethink that thing again. Back to the drawing board. Well, I tell you what, Your plan, God has already got a plan for your life. It's already written out. All you got to do is say, what did he say? I agree with it. So there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, it's the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Stand. Many times you don't want to stand. Many times you want to run, but the counsel of the Lord says, stand. Stand against circumstances. Stand against situations. Stand because I told you to. I'm standing in the word of the Lord. Standing by faith. Standing against all sorts of opposition. Some of you felt like giving up, but God's here to tell you, you better stand in the counsel of the Lord. The word of the Lord says, be not afraid, but trust only in God. And you're going to win in the end. You can outlast the devil. We need to be outstanding people. And I'm telling you to outstand the devil. In the end, you're going to win. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you this morning, because of Jesus Christ, you are a winner. Watch. 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 Watch.
You have already overcome, and that thing will suddenly manifest. That thing will suddenly manifest. The Bible says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Might have to ask, but you don't have to beg. When the way gets rough and the going gets tough, you better hold on. When the way gets rough, the going gets tough, you better hold on to the good stuff. What are you holding on to, your stuff? No, I'm holding on to him. What are you holding on, possession? Well, I'm holding on to him. I'm holding on to Jesus. How do you hold on to Jesus? By being obedient. You hold on to Jesus by being obedient. But it don't have anything to do with your reputation, your plan, your scheme. Ain't nobody thinking about all that stuff. We're holding on to the word of God and standing by faith. Now, it says, nevertheless, devices. It means your purposes and intentions. Intentions. Y'all got all kind of intentions. Somebody say, I intend to do this and I intend to do that. All of y'all intend to go to heaven. Everybody intends to go to church and go home safe. Intentions and purposes. Everybody's got all kind of purposes. You got to find out what your purpose in life is. Do you know I'm still discerning my purpose in life, even though I'm doing what God told me to do? He will even define it more and more and more and make it extremely specific. Focus your purpose. Focus your purpose. Focus your purpose. So you can do a lot of stuff. You could go into politics. You can do anything. There are a whole bunch of issues you can jump on. But you better find out what the purpose of God is. Find out what the purpose of God is. Don't jump on every bandwagon. Don't be a gypsy. Every time the circus comes to town, you join them. And you when the monkeys come, you're acting like a monkey. When the clowns come, you're acting like a clown. But it says devices. Those devices are your intentions and your purposes. But you got to know the counsel. The counsel. And that is the purpose or the plan of God. The purpose or the plan of God. The purpose or the plan of God. Even in things, it's not just what you do on a day-to-day basis. It's experience. Do you know there's a purpose and a plan of seasons? See, God doesn't look at the little nitty-gritty things. He looks at, I'm going to let him go through this season. I'm going to let him go through that season. I'm going to let him go through this grace. I'm going to let him go through that grace. Say, the plan of God. What has been the plan of God? I've noticed that the plan of God for me, when we got here, hey, supernatural faith, great faith, moving great faith. Wow, prosperity. You move in prosperity, then you move in great faith. But in that thing, the plan of God was long to learn long-suffering. So that's the plan of God. That's the plan of God. That's the plan of God. That's where we're headed. That's the plan of God. That's the plan of God. So you got to know the purpose and the plan of God. See, you would get confused if you don't know the purpose or the plan of God. See, you look at all the stuff going on, you don't know what's going on. God says, I purpose to bless you. I purpose to see you have an expected end. The Bible says, listen, when you go through stuff, if you don't know the purpose of God or the plan of God, what he wants to do, you'll get confused when you have to deal with chastings and different rebukes and go through stuff. And God said, those that I chasten, those I love. So we know the purpose and the plan of God, that we might be able to stand. God's not going to make good every one of your plans. Look at somebody and say, every one of your plans, God's not going to make that good. To stand means to make good, or to ordain it, or to anoint it, or to fill it. So God, it's the plan of God that God will allow to succeed. Well, succeed means to cross over. Many times we get success confused. We get success confused. See, many people think, if I got a bunch of money, I'm successful. They ain't going nowhere. Anybody see anybody with a lot of money going nowhere fast? I mean, when they were broke, they were going one direction. All of a sudden, they got a little bit of money in their pocket, and they started going the other way. Is that success? Success means to succeed. It means to succeed. And the Holy Ghost is here to tell you, hey, he hasn't left you, hasn't forsaken you. You're going along the plan of God. And you're going to make it. You're going to make it. God will allow his plan to succeed and to stand, and you can walk through anything. Somebody said, did I succeed last year? Was last year a success? Hey, I walked through it. I made it through. Say, I succeeded. Everything the devil threw my way. I'm still here. I outstood the devil, so I am successful. Say, I'm still here. Somebody say, did I exceed that thing? Look at yourself. Look at your fingernails and look at your hair. Say, hey, I am successful.
If you're still walking toward your God, if you're still walking toward your God, if you're still walking toward your plan, you're still walking toward the vision of God, you're still walking toward the plan of God, God's here to tell you today, guess what? That is success. That is success. Has the devil stopped you from going forward? No. I can walk right over this. You got to find out what your success is based on. What will you allow to become, to give you power to succeed? And how do you mark success? You got to face everything that comes your way, not duck. When you do ministries, there were certain oppositions and things this ministry faced that every ministry faces. Some ministries just duck it and get around the corner on it. We stood there, strong, walked straight through it, succeeded. Now, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2. Every way of man is right in his own eyes. There are a bunch of stuff that you got in your head. You say, hey, this is right. Your eyes, of course it's going to be right. Look, tap somebody on the shoulder. Say, there's a way in you. You think it's right. It's not. You better take that thing to the Word. There's some thinking processes. And the thing that's got you bound is the thing that's wrong that you think is right. What's got you messed up? A devil just won't get off my back. No, it's the thing that's wrong that you think is right. Every little plan, every little scheme, y'all got in there. And some of you got there and spiritualized it. Got up there and prayed in the Holy Ghost in fear. And if you could interpret those prayers, oh God, what am I going to do? Give me anything. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? If you could interpret it. Oh God, I'm going under. If they could interpret it. And as they're praying in fear, that mind just gets rolling. And anything little pop, they think, God told me, I got it. Sell the kids. Hurt heaven. You get there. But because you were praying in fear and it came while you were in fear. Hey, it's God. So the plan is right. Any of y'all ever did a dumb thing and blamed it on God? Yes, you have. I know you. And you know me. Anybody did a real dumb thing and blamed it on the Holy Ghost? Well, you're blaming it on, say, God told me to. You better check those things. Check those things and get the plan of God. It's right. But the Lord pondereth, he said he pondereth the hearts. Thank God that God is pondering or he's looking over my heart. See, that's what you really need. You need God to work, the Holy Ghost to work over your heart. Why does the Holy Ghost need to work over your heart? Because he will direct your heart. You need direction in your heart because your heart's going to lead you where you need to go. But there are many hearts that are just crazy. Spiritually out there. You meet some, you've been there probably. You meet Looney Tunes all the time. They'll prophesy all kind of stuff. Some of them make your hair turn green. Have you ever got them? Oh, yes. Every little thing that some people say, hey, you better check that with the Word of God and check it with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. So you need the Holy Ghost to direct your heart and say, thank God that I've got the Holy Ghost, that no weapon formed against me will be able to prosper. God's directing my heart. So when things get in there, sown, negative word, confusing things, things that didn't come, you get up there, you got to pray and you got to give your heart totally to the Lord. Say, hey, my heart is set on Jesus. It's not going to be turned by circumstances. It's not going to be turned by confusion. It's not going to be turned by anything. It's set. It said the Lord ponders the heart. It means that he directs the heart. He will direct your heart. And it says that the way, it says every way, and that way means the way that he's talking about is a course of life. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Course of life. The way that we live. We can blame it on our background. We can blame it on the community we grew up in. We can blame it on our parents. We all have a course of life that we take, the way that we say, hey, this is a good life, and this is what we got to have, and if I don't have this, it's all messed up. Every course of life seems good to people. That course of life may also mean a custom. We all have customs. You know, when in Maryland, we have certain customs that we do. You come to our house on a holiday or anything, you might eat food a little bit differently. And the greeting might be a little bit different. In Texas, it might be a little bit different. Well, it is. The way we have different customs, even in the way that we style our hair. Everybody has a custom. But so does God. He will direct your heart, and you got to get beyond your custom and your tradition to the heart of God and to the Spirit of God. Don't be limited by your customs so that you might receive deliverance. And you're not held captive to the sins of your community, to the shortcomings of your community. My father went this far. This is how far I'm going to go. My mother went this far. This is how far I'm going to go. Every black person stops about right here. This is where I'm going to stop. Well, when you follow your custom and you think of every little way, and all your ways, and you miss the heart of God. In the Spirit of God, there is a new custom. There's a new life. There's a new way that goes beyond the ways of America, that goes on the way of what the world may call humanism, that goes beyond the way of the norm. It takes you on to a super society called the body of Christ. Let God direct your heart and you'll get there. Let God direct your heart and you'll get exactly where God wants you to go. Then why don't you stand up and bless the Lord? Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the perfect plan in my life. Thank God for the perfect plan in my life. Thank God for the perfect plan in my life. Thank God that I believe in the perfect plan in my life. I believe in the plan. I believe in the plan of God for my life. Hallelujah. I believe in the plan of God for my life. I have significance. I have a purpose. And we're going to achieve what God told us. I will walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh. I will walk in the Spirit. I will walk in His ways. I will be what He wants me to be. And I pact with God right now that I'm going to search my heart. This week we want you to try your heart and check your heart. Go through all those plans and go through all those things and get the plan of God. Get the heart of God. Get the heart of God on a circumstance. Get the heart of God on a situation. And stick to it. Stick to it. Don't let go of it.